Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kinda Funny's doing an old school Patreon pledge drive all August long. If you like the content we've made in 2023, we'd like you to consider supporting us on patreon.com/kindafunny for the month. Just $10 would get you more than 300 exclusive episodes of shows like Kinda Feudy, Gregway, and more. We couldn't do this without you, so thank you for your support.
What's up and welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, August 4th, 2023. Of course, it's your boy, Tim Geddes. And today I am joined by the other boy, Blessing Adeoye Jr.
Good afternoon, Tim.
How you doing?
I'm loving the burnt orange jacket and the chain.
Thank you.
Serving you well.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I had a crazy morning.
Yeah?
Absolutely crazy morning. Driving to work today, and every once in a while, G wants to take the car. So we have to do a little switcheroo where she comes with me to work and then takes the car back herself, right? So me and G having a nice little day driving to work like I do every day.
Then a dog gets loose.
no dog this time, thank God. In front of me there was a Mustang, all right? And something about this Mustang felt off. And I was like,
okay.
Mustang the car, by the way, not a horse.
And
I noticed that the license plate of the Mustang in front of me has like a black tinted frosted glass over it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, or plastic or some shit. I'm like, there's some shady shit going on here. Like something about, you're trying to hide something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what, this person could possibly be hiding. But I was like, I'm going to keep an eye on this car. And okay. I make a reference to Gia. And I'm like, something, what's going on here? And as I say, what's going on here? This motherfucker turns it into Forza Horizon 5. Off roads,
just
goes up a fucking thing into bushes, drives through trees on like a hill, and fucking comes down right in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
What happened? Like, did you follow this car after that? Because I would need to know the whole story there.
So, fucking gets in the trees and shit, and it was like clearly looked like a mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is happening? They get back onto the street, but they did a bad job doing it because like it was very disorienting to everyone involved. Half their car was on the curb, half their car was on the streets.
Jesus.
And they're just going, there's just sparks flying.
Oh my God.
So I'm riding my bitch ass Prius C. I'm just slowing down, just like, what the hell is happening here? And you can tell that they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Uh-huh.
But I was like, I don't want to deal with this guy at all.
That's amazing.
He zooms off, gets on the freeway. He's just gone.
He was in a hurry. He had somewhere to be. At 9 a.m. in the morning.
I have never in my life seen anything like this.
That sounds like midnight behavior to me. Sounds like it's 2 a.m. You're on your way back home from the bar. Probably not driving. You're in an Uber at this point, right? But you see people driving crazy on the road. When it's 9 a.m. and you're on your way to your 9 to 5, what reason do you have to be doing all this?
I don't know.
Sparks flying out of your wheels.
I don't know. But it did feel slightly serendipitous. Because last night, Bless, I did it.
What'd you do?
I finished Twisted Metal.
Let's go.
And let me tell you, the way it ends, I'm like, give me season two now.
Wow.
The last episode is awesome. And I just can't believe it. I can't believe it, man. The way it lets off, I'm like, they fucking made a good Twisted Metal show. I can stand by that shit.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
The Cisco thong song scene, easily the worst scene in the entire show. Why anyone would think that's how they should market this show? Bewildering to me. The fact that they did ADR for Sweet Tooth's voice, horrible decision. Just let Samoa Joe talk. Why is Will Arnett fucking talking?
It doesn't look like it's the same guy talking.
It's bad. It's real bad the whole time. But besides that, man, I'm going to talk way more about this next week. We're going to do a screencast. So I'm really excited about that. I'm going to get into all my thoughts with a special guest over there for Twisted Metal. So stay tuned for that.
Oh yeah.
But Bless, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I've been having like a weird sleeping week, I guess, right? Where I've been falling asleep for maybe the last week and a half, maybe the last 2 weeks, honestly, by like before 10 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah, like latest 10 p.m. every day. Like I've been going to bed at like 9:30 to 10, and it's been weird because usually I don't do that. And so last night I did that, and I woke up this morning at like 2 a.m. And I just could not go back to sleep. I was just laying there in my bed, and I'm like, well, I don't want to open up my phone because I know that's bad for me, right? Like
never.
But after 20 minutes just laying there, I'm like, well, I got nothing else to do. I'm just stuck with my thoughts. And so I'm just going to open up my phone, and I'm not going to open Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. I'm just going to go through Threads, because Threads, not as many people are posting on there. I'm going to go through all the worthwhile posts in like a few seconds, and then I'll go back to sleep. And it was just this weird thing of me being like, oh, this is going to suck for tomorrow. And I woke up this morning, and sure enough, I was like, yeah, I feel tired. But
it I was is expecting what it is. A swerve ending there of like, yeah. I feel great.
No. I'm just off. But like, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I need to switch up the vitamins that I'm taking. I don't know if I need to like figure out a different sleeping routine. I don't know if this is me, my body getting ready for the age of 30. I don't know what's going on, Tim.
Yeah.
But that's what my week has been. It's been falling asleep early. Oh, I don't even have a child. Why am I falling asleep at 9:30 p.m. as a single adult?
Because you're doing too many activities. We talked about this yesterday.
It's true.
You have to plan your breaks. You have to plan your rests.
I didn't do anything yesterday. That's the other thing too. Is that I never got the call from Snow White Mike about the batting cages. So I was just sitting at home.
Remember we had a full conversation about batting cages?
Yeah. On my way out of this office, I was like, hey, Mike, like, what's the word on batting cages? And he was like, oh, man, yeah, you hit up Katie? And I'm like, is Katie a part of this? I don't know if Katie's a part of this. I was like, no, I haven't talked to her, but you can talk to her. And he was like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll hit up Katie and hit you back. Never got that text back. And so I'm just at home staring at my computer, just on, again,
I thought
on
you were about
X.
to say staring at my wall, waiting to get the call.
Staring at my wall, watching my paint dry. No, actually, I think I mentioned it on this show before that, like, I'm trying to work on a card game, right? Me and my friends are thinking about putting out a card game. So I just sat on my computer working on that, and it's, like, typing up different card ideas and card effects. And it was a good time, but also I was just waiting for the text of, like,
yeah,
let's hit up the cages.
Will Mike ever text you?
Less. Never.
We
never.
Don't know. But what we do know is that this is Kind of Funny Games Daily, where each and every weekday we get together to talk about all the video game news that you need to know. Of course, you can get it live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames or youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. You could also watch it later if you can't watch live on YouTube or roosterteeth.com. If you want to get it as a podcast, search your favorite podcast service for Kind of Funny Games Daily, and we'll be in your ear holes each and every weekday.
Girls.
Isn't that nice?
Yuck.
If you want to go above and beyond, though, patreon.com/kindoffunny is where you want to go. Thank you all for your support over there, including our Patreon producers, Jedi Master Deadpool, Delaney Twining, and Logan Delaney, the Delaney boys. We love you all so very, very much. A little housekeeping for you. We got a lot of fun stuff, all right? So strap in for this. A new PS I Love You XOXO is up right now. It's Bless and Janet going through their lists of top 10 PlayStation games of all time. I'm sure that was a great episode. You can check that out on the normal places, the podcast feed.
I'd say it's a must watch. It's a must listen.
Episode. Check it out. You heard it here first, everybody. You know what else you're hearing here first? Monday. Things are about to get crazy. Greg's life just continues to just get wilder and wilder. WWE Hall of Famer Jeff Jarrett is storming the spare bedroom. I don't know why we phrased it that way. And streaming WrestleQuest with Greg and the devs. This is a sponsored launch party you won't want to miss. Check it out on Monday after KFGD on Twitch and YouTube. There's going to be shenanigans. There's going to be WrestleQuest. It's going to be a good time. And then, y'all, strap in and get ready. Mm-hmm. What you've been waiting for is happening. KFAF is back for a special holiday event, and we need you for the annual KFAF Photoshop Challenge. The Photoshop Challenge theme, movies and TV from the last 3 years. You can post your submissions on Twitter or X or whatever it is with the special hashtag KFAF Holiday. Save the date for Friday, August 11th at 11:30 a.m. right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames for the event of a lifetime.
Event of a lifetime. Let's go.
And then one last time, Barrett's Zelda in Review Part 2 is up right now on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. I'm planning to watch it this weekend because I haven't had too much time this week myself. Mm-hmm. But I'm having a very Barrett time at home because I'm either going to watch this or continue watching Star Wars Rebels. I had to take a Rebels detour to watch Twisted Metal. But now I can get back and finish
at this
season
rate, just
four.
Play through Persona 5 Royal, Tim.
I know, exactly.
I feel like it'd be up your alley.
I've been trying to get him to play it for years because I think he would love it if he got into it.
Yeah, I know that I would.
Especially with the monster collecting Tim.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's extremely your shit.
Yeah. I've been having this thing where I've been stuck between the decision of whenever I get home, do I watch Twisted Metal or do I watch The Bear?
Dude, you gotta bear it up, man.
And then I watch neither. And then I just go to bed.
Yeah, you need to watch The Bear. But hey, if you watch Twisted Metal by next Tuesday, we can have fun and talk about it. Anyways, I already talked about the Patreon producers, but I didn't tell you that today we're brought to you by Honey, BetterHelp, and Shady Rays. I'll tell you all about that later. For now, let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have six stories today.
A baker's dozen.
Story number one, speaking straight to my heart here. A new Pokemon Presents arrives next week. The next Pokemon Presents arrives soon.
Whoa, they're being taken over.
What just happened there?
That was the video. That was the video audio. That was him.
Oh, I thought
the Barrett really loud.
I thought Barrett like went.
Well, that would be amazing if Barrett just starts choking. Because, like, be honest, what would you do?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not equipped.
I'm not equipped either. If Barrett like started choking. Because for audio and for listeners and watchers, right? Barrett's in like a different room. We see him through a glass window. And I'm pretty sure that door is locked. And so if he starts choking, then like there's nothing we can do.
There's no lock on this door.
Yeah, but like this.
I like it. Bless his mind. Barrett's choking.
I'm choking, and then Bless is like, we can't help him. Like he's just locked in there.
This is me covering our asses in case it does happen. And we don't do anything.
God,
the door is locked, officer, lawyer, or the judge. What are we supposed to do?
Good lord.
One day we just all need to go get CPR certified or something.
Just so we're good.
Yeah.
Anyway, Pokemon tweeted out, the next Pokemon Presents arrives soon. Tune in to our official YouTube channel at 6 a.m. Pacific on August 8th for 35 minutes of Pokemon news and updates. And then for the first time ever, there's a little video with a unique animation here where we see the Pokemon Presents logo kind of glowing with like a pink and purple neon vibe.
Yeah. And like the M sparkles in the Pokemon, like in the regular Pokemon logo, but when it goes to the neon, the M is then singled out.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Can you pause it on this, Barrett, during like the M. The weird. Yeah, first the M. Let's look at just that. I think that's more just an animation. I don't think it's like a hint towards anything.
You don't think they're doing something interesting with the M here?
Oh, you know what? I do.
Because the M is like specifically highlighted here. Like at first it gets that sparkle, and then in the neon it is, by the way, M.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Check this out.
What is M?
There's been a lot of rumors recently about what's going to happen in the Pokemon world, the whole new world we live in.
It is. Okay.
Whole Pokemon new world. Johto. One of the rumors is that in Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, there's going to be a Terror Raid event that's Mew versus Mewtwo, which is fucking cool.
Oh, okay.
It does turn into two M's.
Mew, two, M, two.
Oh,
Mew, okay. Two.
Yeah, I mean, that's dumb as hell, but yeah. I believe it, actually.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And then we have this, the neon pink and purple. I mean, obviously, Mew and Mewtwo colors, so that isn't too surprising there. But the neon stuff, to me, is most closely resembles the Detective Pikachu movie look. Because, like, we don't really get neon in Pokemon that much, but in Detective Pikachu,
we get a lot of neon.
I don't think that that's related to this, but I do think we're going to get it. Like, the kind of, like, no-brainers for this one are a deep dive into the DLC for Scarlet and Violet that I imagine will get a release date for at least the first part of it that's slated for fall this year. If I remember correctly, both are technically slated for this year, fall and winter, and I think the winter was 2023. I think that they said that. Correct me if I'm wrong about that. In addition to that, though, Detective Pikachu 2, I think we'll get a deeper dive into that. This Terror Raid for Mew and Mewtwo and all of that. Probably some Pokemon Unite updates, maybe the premium Pokemon card collection that they announced at the last Presents. I can see them putting an official date on it. They've been talking about October, but we don't have a date.
Yeah. I got the correction for you. So. Go for it. The Teal Mask, which is the part one of the DLC, comes out fall 2023. And then the Indigo Disc, the part two of the DLC, is winter 2023. So you're spot on.
Great. Cool. Awesome. So on top of that, I am very interested in the fact that we don't know what the next core Pokemon game is. And I don't know that we're necessarily going to get that. When you look at their rate of release recently, they now have three pillars. There's the remakes, there's the Legend series, and then there's the core series, right? Obviously way too early for the 10th generation.
Yeah.
I think we're a couple of years
I feel like the DLC coming out this fall. I mean, unless they're just announcing it for whenever, which I feel like they don't usually do with Pokemon. I feel like it's usually within the year we're going to get that same release, or within the next like 12 months. Unless it's for like a, hey, unicorn Pokemon game, which they wouldn't do. I don't expect to see it. And because, yeah, we have the DLC out this fall, I wouldn't expect that because they don't want to trample over that.
Yeah, I totally agree. Having said that, when you look a couple years ago, last year, they did trample on themselves and not give a fuck.
But like that was more so with like I feel like that was them hitting the three pillars, because it was BDSP. Brilliant Diamond, yeah, and Pearl. It was Pokemon Legends Arceus, and it was after that that they announced Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And I think them looking at Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Legends as very different pillars, they're able to get away with that. And also because they work together well, because they're both of the same generation. That makes me wonder if we don't get a Gen 10 thing here, which I think both of us don't think we're going to get.
Not
that.
A chance.
Yeah. Do we get a different pillar?
So here's the thing. I think that Gen 10, 30th anniversary, that to me sounds right. Mm-hmm. I think that the 25th was like 2 years ago. So
wait, 30th anniversary?
Yeah.
Did that already pass?
Was it maybe the 35th? No.
Or are we about to hit the
30th? No. 30th would be 96, 2026.
It's blowing my mind that we're this far.
The 25th just happened. So my money is on them trying to celebrate their 30th anniversary with Gen 10. Mm-hmm. I don't think it necessarily comes out that year, but I do think they'll try to like frame it that way of like celebrate the 30th anniversary. So we're a ways away from that. But there are two things that are inevitable, I think.
Yeah.
A return to Johto at some point. We got the Let's Go series returning to Kanto there. And I don't necessarily at this point see them doing that right now. I feel like the Let's Go series, when we look at the sales numbers a couple days ago, like it is the poorest performing of the Pokemon series on the Switch so far. But then we are eventually going to get a remake of Black and White, which is Gen 5. Or instead of getting remakes, are they going to start using the Legend series to kind of answer that? Because I think we're getting into a really complicated point with the remakes where people didn't like Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. Mm-hmm. Like, unanimously, they did not like that style of remake, when before that, people loved the remakes. They loved Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Fire Red, Leaf Green, even Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire had some issues, but were well-received. Black and White, and then Black and White 2, create an interesting problem of it. That Gen 5 is kind of like the biggest reboot that the franchise has ever had, where they were like, yo, it's all new monsters. Like, you're not catching Pikachus in this until like way later. Like, it is 150 new creatures, new world. It's based on America. Different vibe to it all. I wouldn't be surprised if instead of getting a Gen 5 remake, we get a Legends for Gen 5. And there have been a lot of rumors pointing towards that as well.
Okay. See, a lot of interesting stuff is being thrown around because, yeah, now that we're approaching the 30th anniversary, I would think that year or somewhere around that, you'd want to do something that harkens back to the first gen of Pokemon. And could that be a Legends thing? Like, do you want to do Pokemon Legends Kanto?
I would die, bless.
Like a good die or bad die?
Good die. Mm-hmm. People are so Kantoed out, 150'd out. I get it. Gen 1ers, all that stuff. But the reality is...
Gen 1er sounds problematic for some reason.
But the fact of the matter is, the Legend series I would be most interested in would be Mewtwo, Cinnabar Island. Let's get into that story.
Dude, that would be so sick.
Let's do the damn thing. My biggest problem with Legends is I don't like it taking place in the past. I don't like the Legend factor of it.
But like, Kanto in the past sounds cool.
I'd be more open to that just because of familiarity and nostalgia. Yeah,
we've gotten so much of quote-unquote present-day Kanto, right? And between multiple games, multiple remakes, we've had that region remade at least three times now.
Yeah.
I think going back into the history of that would get probably more people in than Pokemon Legends Arceus, right? Because so many people are just familiar with what that world is. So yeah, if you're exploring things like Cinnabar Island, if you're exploring like the history of those legendary Pokemon, if you're exploring Mewtwo and stuff, I think that provides such a, oh, I gotta see what this is about. Even if I had somebody who didn't like, or not that I didn't like Legends Arceus, but I just didn't get into it.
Yeah.
I would be down for a Pokemon Legends Kanto. I'll be all the way into it.
So would I. I would get a lot of backlash because people are pretty sick of the constant Charizards everywhere. But I'm like, it's my boy Charizard. What are you hitting on?
My other thing thinking about this is, when do we get the next Nintendo console platform that has more power? Because I would think that for the next gen of Pokemon, the thing that comes after Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, I would think that they're holding off for whatever the next Switch hardware is or Nintendo 100%. Hardware is.
Yeah.
Especially coming after the all the issues of Pokemon Scarlet and Violet and how badly those ran, I'll think that, hey, let's hold this off until we got better hardware and we can take advantage of that. That would then lend me to think that whatever next thing we get for Pokemon in terms of like those few pillars that we're talking about is going to be something a bit lower key. Like the problems with Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl were not how they ran, right? It was just that they're boring and the art style felt like whatever, right? It didn't feel as inspired as it could have been. I'll think that if you're going to put out another main pillar Pokemon game this gen still, let's say next year, I would think it's something that probably could be chibi or something that could be on the cuter side of things as opposed to something that feels full-fledged like a Scarlet or a Pokemon Legends.
I think we get a Legends. I think we get one more Legends on the Switch. Mm. And I think that the next gen of Pokemon will be on the next Switch, whatever that is. And I think, 2026 sounds right to me of the 30th anniversary. But the Legends is just interesting because they do have different options that would make a lot of sense. Like I was talking about, we haven't seen Johto in a long time. And just looking at the cadence of releases of how often they go back to things, we're overdue for Johto.
Yeah.
So a Johto Legends would really make sense. But my problem is, I feel like it could be a little too similar to the Sinnoh Legends because they're both like Japanese territories.
Yeah.
So it's like the vibe of it and going to the past there, where we haven't seen this yet, but instead of doing a remake of Black and White, I feel like going back to more Legends of an American setting is kind of different and interesting. And I really loved Paldea, like the Scarlet and Violet region of like how it like how they integrated all the Spain-ness of it all,
yeah.
I thought was like great and inspired. So I think they got more juice in the tank there. And I feel like they're going to focus on the DLC now. And then potentially next year, I would expect at some point, maybe in November, a Legends game coming
out. Right now, we're talking about the big hitters, but let's talk about all the weird Pokemon shit that exists on the sidelines. Do we see a Pokemon Sleep update? Do they finally add the nap mode? The nap mode, highly requested by me.
yeah. I mean, there is a nap mode already.
Oh, wait, is there really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You clearly haven't been playing Pokemon Sleep. I've been sleeping every day.
Holy shit.
You guys, I want to let you know, all right? Every fucking day, I make that Snorlax just get bigger and bigger, okay? And every week, I got to move my little island.
Uh-huh.
You got to start all over. It's fucking crazy, you guys.
You got an island to move.
Riveting gameplay.
Huh.
Riveting.
There's that. There's Pokemon Unite. Are people still playing that? Are there updates that you can add there?
Mm-hmm.
I'd imagine so, right?
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of tweets. I think Mewtwo just got added.
Okay.
Or at least Mewtwo's dominating. Something's happened with Mewtwo. He was trending on Twitter today.
Good for him.
My guy.
Or bad for him.
Mewtwo got canceled. I think we're going to get a lot of that stuff. We always do, right? That's what Pokemon Presents are. They have so many different things to talk about.
Is there one of those that you want? Like, it was Pokemon Snap was announced as a Presents, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, no. I mean, I think that the Hail Mary, oh my God, it'd be awesome thing that is going to happen at some point, Nintendo Switch Online.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I thought you were going to say Pokemon Puzzle League.
A new one? I don't know that we need that.
But I would love it, though.
I'll have the old one.
But, like, did we need Pokemon Snap?
That was different, though. I feel like Pokemon Snap makes sense for a new iteration. Like it's a fucking puzzle game. We don't need an update to that.
Just make it look better. Because Pokemon Puzzle League, it's like, they got hella JPEGs on there. They, like, that game starts off with a VLC file that's, like, 2 megabytes big. Like, they can go...
Yeah, but you don't want it looking like the new stuff. You like... I don't know. No, I don't want any of that stuff. But, I'm so into Pokemon Go right now. I'll take any update they have there, but I don't think
there's a billion things they can update for Pokemon.
Yeah, totally. But I'm expecting a pretty cool. I mean, at the end of the day, we're gonna get Scarlet and Violet DLC breakdown. I'm here for that. I can't freaking wait for that shit. So, should be cool.
Hell yeah.
Let's move on to story number two. Bless. Devolver Digital is also throwing a showcase next week. Join us next week for Devolver Delayed, the first ever showcase celebrating games that are courageously moving into 2024. This is happening August 7th at 8 a.m. Pacific. Awesome.
I love this so much.
Oh my God. They are just so great.
I love this because, this is Devolver Digital being full Devolver Digital and being transparent but also funny and also like, hey, it is what it is. We're a small publisher we're publishing small games, right? And so like, these things happen, delays happen, let's lean into it and make it a bit like in the same way that they've done with quote-unquote E3 / the summer showcases year over year. The not fun but also kind of fun aspect of this too is now wondering which of their games slated are the ones that are going to get delayed. Because like I clicked over to the YouTube page for this, and I'm already looking at the comments and seeing people like, man, I hope it's not Skate Story. I hope it's not Plucky Squire.
I hope
it's not Pepper Grinder. Talos Principle 2, Gunbreath. Like there's a list of Devolver games that this could be.
I mean, it's kind of cool though, right?
Yeah. It's like a weird Russian roulette of like, ah, fuck, which game do I really want? Am I not going to get this year?
Yeah, I love this. I love that they're trying to turn this into a positive, and in my mind, it's succeeding. Like, ton of great games, and we all know there's less time than ever to be playing games right now. So, like, delays for things like this, in my mind, not bad at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think people were pointing out that it might be like a YouTube premiere or something, but people were able to see that it's a 3-minute video. Mm-hmm. And I would love if it's just like, Welcome to Devolver Delayed. Here are the list of games moving to and they're just list like there's not even like really like a huge pomp and circumstance, but they just start listing hella fucking games that they're moving to next year.
To your point, I'd be down for it. You know, like this year already for games is so packed, and I think when we talk about our most anticipated games, games like Plucky Squire and Gunbrella do come up. But also, do I want Gunbrella to come out in August alongside an Armored Core 6 and a Baldur's Gate and all these things? So I want Plucky Squire to come out in September alongside Starfield and Mortal Kombat, and when you have right now a spring that is wide open.
Yeah, and like, dude, we should do a games cast soon, maybe next week actually. Mm-hmm. Looking at 2024.
Yeah,
what do we got going on? Let's do that. Yeah,
I'm down.
Mental note from me.
Cool.
Anyway, this is exciting. I'm sure we'll cover it on Games Daily, whatever happens.
Hopefully it's not like the other thing too is Skate Story, because Skate Story is one that like blows me away whenever I see the trailer for it, because it has such a cool art style, has such a cool idea. Both me and you really like skate games. Mm-hmm. And I want to play that game ASAP. I think that's the one where I'm like, if you put it out whenever, I'll find a way to play
it.
I'll find my time for it. But also, I could easily see it getting delayed. And so, hey, we'll see.
We will see. We're going to move on to story number 3. But before we do that, here's a word from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by PayPal Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer. Did you know it only takes a few seconds to get it? That means if you go to add it to your laptop or iPhone right now, you could be done before this ad read is even over. And you know what else works fast? Honey's deal finding abilities. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. When you check out, the Honey button appears. All you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that, and then if it finds a working coupon, you will find the prices drop. We've saved thousands of dollars thanks to Honey, buying costumes, props, tech over the years. Honestly, not using Honey is just silly. Honey doesn't just work on desktop, it works on your iPhone too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and you get to save on the go. Getting Honey seriously only takes a few seconds, and by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this show. You can get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. That's joinhoney.com/kindoffunny. This episode is brought to you by Shady Rays. Take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for the warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price, durable frames, and extremely clear optics for outdoor adventures just like Mike likes them. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in all of eyewear. Every pair of sunglasses is backed by lost and broken replacements. If you lose or break your pair, even on day one, they told us they will send you a brand new pair, no questions asked. And every purchase supports the Shady Rays Impact Program, which works directly with nonprofits and their communities to empower and make adventure accessible for all walks of life, from childhood cancer patients to young adults with serious health conditions. Exclusively for y'all listening right now, Shady Rays is giving out their best deal of the season. Go to shadyrays.com and use code KINDOFFUNNY for 50% off 2+ pairs of polarized sunglasses. Try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by over 250,000 people. Again, that's shadyrays.com. Use code KINDOFFUNNY. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. We all know life can be hard. It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and never take a moment to think about what you need from yourself. I know from experience how often it just seems easier to care about others and keep it moving. But when we spend all of our time giving, it can leave us feeling stretched thin and burned out. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Some of my best friends use BetterHelp and love how helpful it can be for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. For more balance with BetterHelp, visit BetterHelp.com/kindoffunny today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kindoffunny. BetterHelp.com/kindoffunny. Welcome back to story number three. A teaser for a new Lego Harry Potter game reportedly appeared briefly on Instagram. Then it disappeared. Magic.
Then it just disappeared. Oh, yeah, magic.
This comes from Jordan
Midler. Expecto Patronum, and then it disappeared.
This comes from Jordan Midler at VGC. A teaser for a new Lego Harry Potter game has been spotted on Instagram. It's been claimed. The image, which was sent to VGC, but we won't post here for copyright reasons, reportedly appeared on the Warner Brothers South Africa Instagram page before it was swiftly deleted. The image shows a Lego minifigure of Harry Potter with the date 8/25/23. The image also includes a logo for TT Games, the company behind the Lego video games. If legitimate, this could be the first confirmation of the long-rumored Lego game said to be present in the Lego, in the Harry Potter universe in the style, said to present the Harry Potter universe in the style of Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga. When asked, a person with knowledge of the project confirmed that it was still in development, but couldn't confirm if the advertisement was legitimate. VGC has contacted Warner Brothers for comment on the story.
This is a funny story because yesterday, after KGD, Cool Greg is like, hey, Tim, you hear about this Harry Potter Lego thing? And I'm like overhearing this, and I'm like, oh, man, it's probably nothing. Like, I didn't see it in my news roundup, so it's probably nothing. And like, I look, and I'm like, oh, no, it's legit.
It's right, legit.
It's happening. It was
Cool Greg's side.
Yeah, Cool Greg was the first report to us that this is happening.
Yeah. Cool Greg's super into Lego. So he's like, oh, yeah, this is update. You see this shit?
God, that's
Cool
so
Greg
funny.
Breaking news from Games Daily. Absolutely hilarious.
Also, Warner Brothers South Africa?
Yeah, man. Get your shit together.
Yeah, get it together. Yeah. I feel like that's going to happen when you have like a billion Warner Brothers accounts, right?
Yeah.
Like one of them is going to, somebody's going to slip up.
August 25th, 2023. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Gamescom. Yeah.
Is that when that is?
I believe so.
Well, boom.
I think, yeah, you're probably going to see a teaser for, that date.
Yeah,
and
that's that's the weekend of Gamescom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, everyone, wrap it up. We figured it out.
We figured it out. We solved it. It's getting announced at Gamescom.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
When do we think this actually comes out? Especially if they're talking about this is going to be presented in the style of Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga, which got announced. God, I was back at IGN when that got announced. Then it got delayed. And then we just didn't hear about it for years. And then it finally came out last year.
Yeah, I imagine that this is probably going to be a while.
Let TT Games sleep.
But, like, how long do we think they've already been working on this, though? Right? If you imagine this is their what they started working on immediately after Skywalker Saga.
Which came out a year ago.
Yeah, there's going to be some time.
Yeah.
There's going to be some time before we get to this.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah. But also,
not a surprise. Like, yeah, this makes sense. Like,
that time is going to be worth it because they're going to make so much goddamn money off of this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So. The entire saga of it all? Yeah. All right, cool.
Good.
It's happening. I expect to see this at Gamescom.
Expecto Patronum. Sorry, that was a bad one. That was a bad joke.
I liked it. Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Story number four, Baldur's Gate 3 stuns with nearly 500,000 concurrent Steam players. This comes from Paul Tassi at Forbes. 500,000 concurrent Steam players for this nerdy-ass RPG. What a time to be alive.
There are so many.
We fucking did it, everybody.
Here's the thing. There are so many nerds in this world, and like they show up. I think that's the thing. My friend group has talked more about Baldur's Gate 3 in my group chat than any other game this year. And so, like, that's when, granted, half of them are D&D people, but also D&D is a gigantic thing. And so, yeah, like, these numbers, even though these numbers are surprising, and also, like, while reading through this news story this morning, this put into context of, like, Baldur's Gate 2 came out 20 years ago. Oh, my God. Yeah, you've been waiting this long for this game? For sure, this shit is gonna perform.
Man. But bad for all the squirrels out there. While it was clear many players were looking forward to the release of Baldur's Gate 3, what's happening now has to be far and above beyond what developer Larian could have hoped for. Baldur's Gate 3 has peaked at 472,136 players on Steam in the last day, putting it right alongside mainstays like CSGO and Dota 2 as the third most played game on the service. These numbers also make it the second biggest Steam launch of the year, second only to Hogwarts Legacy, which peaked at 880,000 players near launch, but that was an accessible open world game based on one of the most popular IPs on Earth. This is a complex, sprawling RPG set in the world of D&D. It's been 23 years since Baldur's Gate 2 came out in 2000, when just 2 years before that, in 98, we saw Baldur's Gate 1. That's a whole lot of time to generate hype for a new installment, and Larian has not dropped the ball here. Clearly, update, it surpassed 500,000 players, 500 concurrent players. Absolutely mind-blowing. We're going to be doing a stream. The boys had so much fun yesterday that they're going back to Baldur's Gate today. So after the Games Daily post show, they'll be streaming. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, I mean, I saw somebody in chat mention that, like, you know, this game has even surpassed Baldur's Gate 3 players. Like, there's some, or D&D players. There's so many people that are talking about, like, even not vibing with the combat, but D&D players will. I disagree with that part just because, like, I think the combat system in this game is, it's a translation of the D&D combat system, but, like, I think the thing that a lot of people, at least I'm not vibing with more so, is just the strategy moving around the map portion of it, which isn't a thing in the same way in D&D, right? D&D is very much like, I was going to say action-based, that's not the right way to put it, but it's more so like, hey, I'm going to do this and you roll for it, and it's more so just the actions you're making as opposed to having to move around this map and fight and whatever. But I do agree with the idea of, oh yeah, this has gone beyond D&D people, because I think it's found that happy medium of catering to that audience, and like that very sizable audience. Like, let's get it straight that there's a lot of D&D people in this world, but it's catering to that sizable audience, but at the same time catering to a hardcore RPG gaming audience, the people that love the games like Dragon Age, people that love games like Elder Scrolls, people that have been looking for a deep RPG to speak to that sensibilities. It's doing that in all the right ways and adding in depth and adding in so much goddamn content and adding in this deeper level of role play where, yeah, you have scenes like that squirrel scene that we watched on the show yesterday, where literally like, hey, let me click on the squirrel to talk to it. Oh man, it attacked my leg. Well, I'm gonna roll for dexterity and see if I can kick the fuck out of the squirrel. And then you hit a 20 and you do it, right? That's not something that I can do in Mass Effect, at least to that degree, right? This game is fucking deep, and that is all combined with the talent of Larian, who have done this for years and years and years and have grown in their RPG skill, right? Their RPG creation skill from things like Divinity and from being a studio that has gotten a good handle on how to make this kind of game. I think this one right here is special. And it's reflecting in the numbers, right? People have been anticipating it. People are seeing the proof in the pudding and people are showing up for it. And I'm sure early access as well does a lot to help it. So this is a combination of a lot of things working out for Larian and Baldur's Gate 3. But I think, again, this is another one in the conversation of, yeah, this is one of the greatest gaming years ever. The fact that a Baldur's Gate 3 gigantic RPG can come out and be in the top three on Steam right next to Dota 2 and Counter-Strike Global Offensive. It's incredible.
It exploded twice, bless.
Mm-hmm. It did explode.
Like when the foot made contact and then when it hit the tree.
I'm not a biologist, and I'm not a Kevin out here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think squirrels have that much, like,
they can't have that much blood. It's just impossible. Them. You know, they tell you growing up, they're like, oh, like your intestines could wrap around the earth, or they like all these fucking facts.
Wait, your intestines can do what now?
Yeah.
I need more explanation on that one. Take?
If like if all the human intestines?
Just yours.
Oh God.
What?
Yeah, you hear these facts and you're like, that can't possibly be true. But you know,
because I don't think they are.
I don't think that's true.
Well, hey, somebody needs to talk to the scientists then. Let them know. I'm just reporting facts, okay, everybody? Okay, everyone?
Somebody in chat says it's a football field. It's not the earth. It's a football field. That's way different.
I heard it both ways.
It's a different thing.
I heard it both ways, man. I'm not the
A football field
it.
I can believe. The earth? A football field I can barely believe also. Like, I don't even know if that's true, but I can kind of believe it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One man's intestines wrapping around the earth.
Tim's silly today.
He's in a silly, goofy mood.
The fact that he said, I heard it both ways, a phrase that I have not heard, I feel like, in years.
Either way.
Story number five. One of the league's most played and most banned champions joins Riot's fighting game. This comes from Michael McWhorter at Polygon. Riot Games revealed the next champion coming to free-to-play fighting game Project L, and its playable demo at EVO 2023 this weekend is Yasuo the Unforgiven. His confirmation on the Project L roster isn't much of a surprise, given that Yasuo is one of League's most popular and most banned champions, but he looks like a solid addition nonetheless. Even if you're among the League players who slander Yasuo, the Swordsman looks like a pretty good pick for Marvel vs. Capcom 3 players who mained Virgil. I play Virgil a lot, so that's exciting.
Hop in, play some Yasuo.
Yasuo is a master swordsman who manipulates the wind with his blade. Cool. On top of that, he can cancel in and out of a versatile stance, giving him tools for every situation. He can outplay with mix-ups, go to the air for really technical combos, play defense with his wind wall, or honestly just win neutral with huge normals. The reveal trailer also showcases the game's other playable heroes, Ahri, Darius, and Echo. Goddamn, this game looks good.
Yeah, every time I see this game, I'm like, yo, this game looks incredible. Specifically, I really dig the UI and how esportsy the UI is, but then also the character models and how well animated and well illustrated they are. It looks so much like a Arc System Works type style of characters, which I really dig. They also uploaded this morning a how to play Project L video, because right now EVO is starting and this game is available for EVO players to play and check out and demo, and so they put up the how to play, and I watched the full how to play video. And when I tell you that this game looks fun as hell, they are translating fighting games in a way that will make them more approachable for this audience in a way that I think is good, right? Like, there's specific buttons for a special in this game, right? You have, like, your light attack, medium attack, heavy attack, but then you have, like, a special one, special two buttons that you can press to do your specials, right? And that is that can be that you can use those in different ways by applying directions and stuff, right? And then your ultimate is going to be down special, and these are, again, way easier command inputs than something like I'm going to do quarter circle twice heavy, and they are making it simple in a way that I think is going to be good for that audience. But also, this game just looks fun. The tag stuff seems really interesting and cool. And it, as I was watching this video, the one thing that I just kept thinking about is, if this game comes out in 2024 and Tekken 8 comes out in 2024, man, is that going to be a battle for best fighting game right there? Like, we're already having that battle kind of this year, possibly with Mortal Kombat 1 coming out in Street Fighter 6. But between Tekken 8 and this, both maybe hitting next year, maybe sooner, maybe later, depending on news we'll probably know by Monday with EVO happening this weekend. Yeah, fighting games are in a dope place right now.
Can you imagine EVO next year?
That's why I'm skipping this year. Is I really want to go next year, and so I'm saving it, because EVO next year, if we get Street Fighter 6, Mortal Kombat 1, Tekken 8, and Project L, that's gonna be fucking sick.
Plus, I'm sorry to report that you have like 7 weddings to go to next year.
Oh god, stop getting married, people.
Stop getting married,
stop getting
everybody.
Married. I'm tired of it.
God, love. Real quick, I do want to let everybody know that I googled intestines around the earth.
Yeah.
All right. And you would be shocked at the amount of articles and questions of people questioning, can your intestines reach around the world? Where this did come from somewhere.
Well, people in chat were saying that, like, it's not even intestines. It's more so your blood vessels that can reach a football field.
Literally, there's like multiple Reddit threads. Why do people believe your intestines can wrap around the world?
I find it so hard to believe anybody really thinks that.
But so many people do. So many people do. But the facts here are approximately 6,679,166 small intestines would be necessary to wrap around the world. So, hey, you're learning things here on Kind of Funny Games Daily.
I don't think I want to
know. It's not all just fun and games. There's also facts, okay?
I got a mental image, and I did not like the mental image of all those intestines tying together to wrap around the world.
Yeah, real bad.
Like, when you say it out loud, it sounds like a peaceful unity type situation of,
then,
like, oh yeah,
the reality.
We're all together around the world. But no, not my intestines.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a more grotesque version of the ending of Us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
Ugh, do you remember the ending of Us?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't.
The untethered. The tethered?
Oh, yeah, the tethered.
Untethered.
It was Lupita and Nyong'o and...
Mm-hmm.
And my guy, M'Baku.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Daniel. Cast. Daniel Kaluuya? Was he in the movie?
Oh, no.
He was
Get Out.
Yeah, Get Out.
What's his name? What's M'Baku's name?
Oh, what's his name? It's I've lost it. I don't know.
Man, this sucks.
Yeah. This is going to suck when somebody says it. Because
I know.
Winston Duke. God damn it.
Story number 6. Assassin's Creed Codename Jade gameplay appears online. This comes from Taylor Lyles at IGN. Assassin's Creed Codename Jade gameplay has appeared online nearly a year after the mobile game's official announcement. One YouTube channel dedicated to the AC franchise streamed and archived a video of what looks like gameplay from the ongoing closed beta. The gameplay shown looked good for a mobile game, and the user interface revealed that Codename Jade will have touch controls, though there was no indication as to whether or not it will support external controllers like the DualSense or the Backbone 1. Set in ancient China, Codename Jade is the first open-world Assassin's Creed game made exclusively for mobile devices. It also serves as the first in the series where you get to create your own assassin protagonist. Assassin's Creed Codename Jade is one of many projects Ubisoft currently has coming down the pipeline for the series. As the publisher has announced, it's pumping more resources into the franchise. Look at this shit, Bless.
This looks really good.
Can you fucking believe that this is what mobile games are nowadays? Like, imagine 10 years ago, me showing you this and being like, this is the new Assassin's Creed, and it's on mobile.
I mean, I probably would be blown away. I mean, there's this level of, like, I'm looking at this, right? And it still doesn't look as good as a console Assassin's Creed, and I know that probably shouldn't be the expectation. But I think even where we're at with mobile games, we're getting really impressive things. Right?
This looks like, this reminds me of like Black Flag or like AC3 or Rogue, like on the Switch.
Yeah, you
know? That's
yeah.
a good call.
Which is like, yeah. honestly, still like, impressive in and of itself.
Yeah. But yeah, in an era where we're getting the Call of Duty mobiles and Fortnites and Genshin Impact and seeing how good Genshin Impact looks on mobile, this is the new standard now. And it's really cool that we're getting an Assassin's Creed on mobile, right? Because like you're seeing that translated directly. I'm looking at this gameplay and I'm like, yeah, this looks like an Assassin's Creed game. A bit more hacky slashy than maybe I'd expect, but I mean, you know, I feel like that changes from game to game when it comes to Assassin's Creed. But this looks good. Like, I met Barrett, as you look at this as an Assassin's Creed fan, is this something you want to play?
Absolutely not.
Not a
chance.
Oh,
no? Not a chance. No.
Just because it's mobile or?
Yeah, no, I don't really. Yeah, I have no interest. Like, the setting is really cool. I wish that was something they would have saved for whatever their weird Assassin's Creed Infinity project is, whatever that turns out to be.
Yeah.
I don't love playing games on my phone, unfortunately. Even if I have Backbone access or anything, it just, I don't feel like it's a fun experience. And it's interesting looking at the combat, too. It seems like, yeah, like a mobile translation of combat from, like, Origins and a little bit of Odyssey. And, like, it just doesn't seem super fun to me.
I feel that.
Can I be petty and nitpicky?
Go for it.
I hate the font choice for the damage. This red that just keeps popping up. Oh, now it's white, I guess. It just looks so generic and just shitty.
But, yeah, I mean, that's been the font for, like, the last few games, Tim. It's been rough.
Oh, that the game just looks like, the font just looks like this in the game?
I'm pretty sure.
Man.
Wait, has there always been damage?
No, like, but like I'm thinking of like menu UI and stuff where it's like, oh, you put on this armor set, now your defense goes up like 30 or whatever.
Oh, you're right. Yes. Yeah. Okay, that is correct. Okay.
Yeah, see that red?
Yeah.
There's something about that that just looks temp as hell.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it is temp.
Yeah, like, maybe.
I mean, this is right. early
is
footage.
Leaked stuff, so.
Is Assassin's Creed Infinity real? Are we overestimating what Assassin's Creed Infinity is? Because we keep bringing it up, and we've not heard anything about it. Is it just them being like, we're making more Assassin's Creed for Infinity time? Like, is
it's a concept?
It's a concept more than like an actual thing.
Yeah, I. That's the thing is, I feel like until they define it, it you know, it's
shorthand.
No,
Schrodinger's.
Oh, Schrodinger's cat.
Yes, it's that where it's like. It, especially with the name like Infinite, there's infinite possibilities on what it could be, you know, and until they exactly Infinity. Define what it is, it could be anything. It could be like a revolutionary game, or it could just be them telling us that, yeah, it's never going to end.
Yeah, I found an IGN article from September 10th, 2022. What is Assassin's Creed Infinity? Ubisoft explains the next phase of its historical series. After over a year of waiting and guessing, we finally learned a little more about Assassin's Creed Infinity. As part of today's Ubisoft Forward's Assassin's Creed showcase, it was said that Infinity is a hub that will link future Assassin's Creed games together. But after an in-depth interview with the project's leader, Mark Alexis Cote, IGN has learned much more about Infinity. Infinity will be a home for a variety of games of different genres and lengths. It will mix premium boxed games with paid for and free content. There will be a multiplayer mode, and or that will unite the franchise's eras, and it'll be a place where Assassin's Creed Modern Day Story will now live.
isn't it? This just sounds like, what was the Ubisoft store? What was the Ubisoft store on PC? What was that called?
Like Ubisoft.
Uplay?
Uplay.
Yeah.
This sounds just like fucking Uplay, but for Assassin's Creed specifically.
And they renamed Uplay to Ubisoft Connect.
Shit makes me gassy hearing about it. I don't like it. I just don't like it.
I don't like that you're gassy.
I don't like that I'm gassy either.
Yeah.
You know?
I just want to know if I'm going to open up my PlayStation and then like have an icon that says Assassin's Creed Infinity that I click into. Or if like, I don't know. I just want to know what it looks like. How does it work?
I definitely won't do
that. Is it even a thing?
Yeah.
Is it just Ubisoft Connect, but it's Assassin's Creed Connect? Is that what it is?
Yeah, probably. I mean, they're saying that the modern day stuff's going to be in it.
How?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get it.
I will say I've done weird things with video games before, though.
Yeah.
Like when Metal Gear Solid 4 came out, they put out the MGS database that was just like an encyclopedia, like just text. Mm-hmm. And you could download it, and it was like a very, very, very large file. And it was a PS3 day, so it's like the hard drive stuff was like different than it is these days. And I remember downloading it and like feeling so precious about it that like I wanted to keep it on my PlayStation. I didn't want to, so I would like leave that, and I would delete games to install other games. Because I needed to store my Metal Gear Solid database that I read all the time. I would sit there fucking on a TV reading with my DualShock 3. Just fucking
you're such a nerd.
Down, reading about fucking
I get it, though,
the beauties
like
and the beasts, you know?
Then, yeah.
God, what a great name for a group, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, dude, that was such a sick-ass name. Sad. What was the one in MGS3 that I liked a lot? The Cobra unit?
Yeah.
I like Cobra unit a lot.
On.
Cobra
unit is cool. Sick.
They're all good. Foxhound?
Foxhound.
God damn.
Make a Metal Gear Solid 6.
Make a Metal Gear Solid 6, everyone. But Metal Gear Solid 6 is probably so far away.
Probably is.
If I want to know what's coming to Mom and Grop shops today, where would I look?
You would look toward the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Do 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 yeah.
Out today we got Rocket Car Ultimate Ball League Machines.
What do you think that is?
A fucking Rocket League ripoff?
Rocket Car Ultimate Ball League Machines.
Man, that is
That sounds like the original name for Rocket League, because Rocket League had a predecessor.
Yeah,
and
it was like
a really long name.
Super powered rocket battle cars go. Or
yeah.
I'm combining that with a Cartoon Network cartoon.
This next one we have Sclash on everything. That's S-C-L-A-S-H.
Sclash.
Huh. New dates for you. Genshin Impact version 4 launches the new Nation of Fontaine on August 16th. Arcade 1UP today announced its newest deluxe arcade machine, the Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition HS5 Deluxe, which will make its debut at EVO 2023 in Vegas. I'm excited to check that out. And then Sifu's getting its final update on September 7th on Xbox, PlayStation, and PC, later on Switch.
This is Sclash, and this looks...
Oh, whoa, what the hell?
This looks dope as hell.
Whoa!
What the fuck? This is it's a 2D action game with a hand-painted art style where you're playing, it looks like, you know, ancient you're playing a samurai. This is like ancient Japan.
Samurais.
Yeah, different samurais you can choose from.
This is a good trailer.
A lot of cosmetics, but it looks like, yeah, you're scrolling through these levels and getting into these sword fights, and it looks cool.
Oh, shit!
Fuck, what is this on? It's on everything.
Sclash. August 4th, 2023.
Mike Tondro in chat says Sclash as seen in the mini indie showcase. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
From 6-1 Indie.
Man, that's cool. Yo, fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, that looked rad.
Bear, can you look up Rocket Car Ultimate Ball League Machines? I really need to know.
Yeah, we need to know.
I want to know, like, how close they get to Rocket League.
Oh, it's got to be one for one.
I'm like, how, I want to see how exactly they avoid this lawsuit.
While he does that, I want to do a quick little reader mail from our boy Charles Jacobson. Greetings, Blessing and Tim. With close to 2 years since the final Smash character reveal, I'm curious, is something missing...
Wow.
Come on now.
Yeah. Wow.
This is like the mobile gameplay for Rocket Car Ultimate Ball League.
This is literally...
That was out last year.
You legally can't do this,
right? This is wild.
You can't do this. This is just Rocket League. It's just worse looking Rocket League.
How? This is egregiously...
Yeah. And like, it's one thing that this game looks exactly the same as Rocket League. It's another thing to have both the words Rocket and League in your title of your game. Like, certainly that can't be legal either.
That's hilarious. Charles says, with close to 2 years since the final Smash character reveal, I'm curious, is something missing now that there's no more Smash reveals in Nintendo Directs? Or do you think the hype and excitement has remained the same for the Directs? Sincerely yours, Charles Jacobson. P.S. When will we get the stream of you two reacting to all the Smash character reveals? The videos are around an hour, 45 minutes. Would make for some great content. I have a big list of things I want to react to with Blessing.
Yeah.
So one day, we're going to make it all happen. I don't know when, but we will do this at
Mike,
some
I'm going to need the Blessing Tim stream to be put on the calendar, where we react to all the Smash reveals. We react to all the Disney Channel original movie trailers, and then also we do our Mario challenge
and Donkey Kong Country and the movie Crystal Coconut.
Oh you yeah, do that? The
Kingdom of the Crystal
Curse
Coconut.
Coconut.
Yeah, Kingdom.
Kingdom of the Crystal Coconut.
Yeah.
Are we sure that's not the Indiana Jones movie?
No, you're right. We're going to have to fucking learn together about this Crystal Coconut. Charles, I totally feel like now that Smash is over, it does kind of feel like there's something missing. Because there was always the potential like of a huge announcement in every Direct just because of that.
Yeah.
We're now, without that, it's like, all right, cool. It's obviously just a little less exciting. I don't think it takes away from what is there, but I do think it takes away from what could be there.
The legend of the Crystal Coconut. Thank you, Barrett.
I'm sad that it's over, but at the same time, I can't be upset because look at what we have. I played Smash this weekend for the first time in at least a year with all my boys, and we had so much fun. And just the amount of characters, we all just played random and like whatever character we got. And like the amount of characters that I just haven't played that much, like Byleth and Terry and some of the later additions, even Sora, I haven't played too much with. Like it was just such a blast, man. And I miss that excitement and that fun of the new announcements, but it does feel like we're very far from anything new Smash coming. Like I wouldn't be surprised if we get a Smash Ultimate Deluxe Edition on
the next Switch. And that's what I was talking about this recently on a show, that I could see us getting, instead of like a brand new Smash, Smash Ultimate Deluxe, and it just has new waves of fighters. I think that'd be a really interesting way to do it. That is a route you can take. But yeah, to Charles Jacobson's question, the way I look at it, I look at Smash reveals with Smash Ultimate the same as I look at Endgame, where it's like, it happened, it was a beautiful moment, and now it's over. But like, it's better to have loved and like loved fully and loved completely than to have never loved at all, Tim. Or in the case of MCU, to still be loving and it's fucking terrible now.
It's not fucking terrible.
You like Secret Invasion?
No, but did you like Shang-Chi? Did you like Spider-Man No Way Home?
I did like Shang-Chi.
Did you like Eternals?
It was cool. It was all right.
Shit. I was setting you up for there. Well, it is what it is. Yeah, no, you're so right. You're so right. So let's love together, bless.
Let's love together, everyone. We got Sora. Like, that's the thing is also,
we got Sora.
I don't know how much better you can get in the Smash reveals.
Do you know how often I go back and watch our reaction? Because I'm not kidding. It's like once a month.
Hell yeah, dude.
It is just, we are just shocked that they fucking did it.
Oh yeah, there's a magic with it, and I think that has to be, that's the climax. Like, you can't get any better than that for this this round of reveals for Smash. Like, until we get to the next Smash game, and I don't know, they put Crash in it for Tim Geddes, or they put Geno in it for the nerds. Like, I feel like that has to wait now. Yep. We have to take a break after that. And yeah, like, that was a special time, right? Where it is any Nintendo Direct or Game Awards or whatever event. It could happen. You could see Joker pop up on the screen and think, oh, we're getting Persona somewhere. Boom, it's in Smash. And it's like, whoa, didn't expect that. That could happen at any moment. I think there was something special about that. But again, it's better to have loved and then lost. To have never loved at all.
I love that you're talking about Smash Brothers. That's so fucking funny. Squad up time. Josh Faison writes in, playing on PlayStation or Xbox or PC, saying, looking for some solid guardians on any platform that want to teach and run raids with me on Destiny 2. Been playing since launch and have a decent backlog of raids I've never done. Any help would be much appreciated. Kind of funny crew. If you want to help Josh out, their PSN is Josh Destroys, and their Bungie name is Josh Destroys #4742. Number 4742. Cool. Let's do a little thing I like to call You're Wrong. And I swear to God, if you motherfuckers talk to me about intestines.
Why, there's so many You're Wrongs in here.
No.
What did we say? This is the most You're Wrongs I've ever seen in one episode.
Charles Jacobson says, I know this is confusing, but Winter 2023 actually covers December 2023 through February 2024. Huh. You know, I've always thought of it as you would explicitly say winner 2024, but that would be the following one. So yeah, I guess you're right there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I've just never thought about it.
Because it's the winner beginning in 2023.
Just don't put 2023 on it. That's where I'm at.
If it's winter,
just put
next winter.
Just put this winter.
Yeah, that's what
I feel
Final
like. 2023
did.
Implies in 2023.
Yeah,
I feel like that's confusing for the audience.
Yeah. Motherfuckers are going off with some thoughts, man. Some just bullshit ass thoughts. Let me tell you what.
A lot of people are saying Dungeons and Dragons 5e combat definitely includes movement. Okay. Maybe I got to play D&D because it's hard for me to imagine what that looks like. With like how it is in Baldur's Gate 3, where it's straight up like strategy type gameplay, but I could be wrong.
Nano says, I'm being put on a watch list with how much I'm Googling how much blood is in a squirrel, mm-hmm. and I can't even find an answer on volume, only like blood test results. So yeah, anybody, if we...
Kevin will know.
I know. Kevin will definitely know. The predecessor of Rocket League was supersonic, acrobatic, rocket-powered battle cars.
There we go.
Thank you. Bless, can you, when you build a Games Daily's doc for Monday, can you just put at the top, ask Kevin about squirrel blood?
Yep.
Oh, and then a big one that this is a miss here from Graham of Legend. You missed it out today. Super Space Club is out today on Steam.
Oh,
Graham,
hell yeah.
Long time homie and great friend of the show and an amazingly talented individual. Has been working on this game for a very long time. Super Space Club. It looks super awesome. So everybody go check that out. Go support it on. You can get it on Steam right now. Graham helped make the original Kind of Funny Gamescast intro. With the animation and all that, he's super fucking awesome. So definitely show him all of the love.
Portland Kevin also says, well, it is good practice to be trained in CPR. If Verit is choking, it would be necessary for someone to perform the Heimlich maneuver. Both of these are often taught in general first aid lessons and are good skills to have. I'm sorry to say that neither of these skills work if the door over there is locked, which it usually is.
So we're screwed.
There's no lock here, Bless.
I'm sorry to say it's locked.
You know, Bless is going to throw a chair through the glass
there.
Over here.
You can't get in there.
Well, that's what I meant. I said CPR, but like I remember taking a class like a decade ago, and it was like a bunch of different maneuvers to learn.
Maneuvers?
Yeah.
Somebody did also write in with like a link to kind of like a... intro to like D&D like rules and combat for people that like do struggle with some of the elements in there. I might check that out because if that helps me with the combat system, for sure I'm down with that. Because like,
hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Next week's hosts, we got Bless and Me on Monday, Greg and Bless on Tuesday, Bless and Me on Wednesday and Thursday, and then me and Bless on Friday. Something tells me some of that's going to change, but hey, just stay tuned next week, and we're going to have a blast together, all of us, whoever we are. This has been Kind of Funny Games Daily, each and every weekday live right here on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We come at you with all the video game news that you need to know. And then after that, we do a fun little post show. Still in the experiment phase, but we've been having fun with it. So we're about to do that right now, where for the next 30 minutes, we're going to answer all of your YouTube super chats before we transition over to the gameplay stream, which is going to be a must-watch Baldur's Gate 3 role-playing stream with Mike and the boys out there. But until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Donkey Kong in the Kingdom of the Crystal Coconut.
Big Mike joining us. How you feeling, Mike?
Tim, I'm ready for some goddamn Baldur's Gate.
Yeah, you are.
Some BG3.
Yeah, you are.
BG3.
What's different today, huh?
Absolutely nothing yet.
What's that hood you got on? Nothing. Why you got that hood on? Man looks like a sorcerer.
Mike, you got to stop with the chair height.
I love the chair, bro.
Mike, remember when you complained about one of the chairs being broken? I'm telling you that's why the chair broke.
That wasn't me. I came in, the chair was broken. Everybody knows it. Everybody talked about it.
Mike, what are these?
Okay.
Hello.
What are you wearing right
now?
Good
to see you, Bless.
What are you wearing?
It's nice to see you clearly.
You can see me very clearly. I can see your eyes clearly, actually. Whoa. You got glasses.
Oh, and they're cool. You got the little tortoise design with the little blue pops. I like it.
So can you read chat on the screen?
Don't do that. Don't do that, Mike.
I'm happy to report that CJ Freddy has donated $1.99 in the super chat. I'm happy to report. I can see it.
Holy shit.
Real talk.
I'm not lying. I can see it.
It's fucking cool, isn't it?
Ask me what that second line says.
What's that second line say?
Jeter fan 22 resubscribe tier one sub.
Close enough.
No, I got it. 32. Okay. 32, okay. Yeah. Let me give you a ghost 209. That could be 999.
Oh no, without the glasses, I see what you're doing.
This Mike's reading is awesome. Nope. That says if it's Mike reading this, yep, I can see it.
We were playing Payday 3 last night. And Mike goes, I can't fucking wait to put on these glasses and read that goddamn screen to show you all. And me and Chris Anker was like, that just proves you were wrong. This isn't a win for you.
It's a massive win for me.
It's a win for me in the chat. You're about to be so good at Call of Duty now.
We're back, baby.
You ever think about that?
I can't. I'll be faster, stronger, better. Welcome in, everybody, to your Better Aim Games Daily Super Chat. Here on a lovely Friday today, of course, we go a little bit deeper in today's news stories with your incredible show host, Blessing Adeoye Jr. and Tim Geddes. Of course, you can get involved if you're watching over on YouTube.com/KindaFunnyGames. You can super chat with that awesome feature with your questions, comments, concerns. Of course, if you're over on Twitch, you can resubscribe just like Nanobiologist did, resubscribing at the tier one level for 62 months. Wow. Quick math. What's that, Bless?
62 months. That is... Give it 5 years? I'm just saying things.
I like that. We're going to go with 5 years. I like that. 5 years. Appreciate that. Tim Geddes, we are back. It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The nanobiologist with a $10 super chat says, hey, y'all, I'm going to be in SF for a mutual friend's event later this month and got all of Friday to explore SF. What should I do with my wife? I'll tell you what you should do.
Okay.
I'll tell you what you should do. You should take that lovely wife of yours to the Drizzy Drake concert. That's right. Champagne Poppy will be in SF. The Bay Area is going to be going crazy for two full nights.
I've muted his mic.
It's Drizzy Drake.
Why is that the recommendation he gives for going to San Francisco? God, he's the worst.
Okay, gave me the nod. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. Everybody would be there. Everybody's going to be there.
Real talk, I would say, I mean, it's food, man. SF has so much great food.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that if you are into sushi, there's this place called Nara, N-A-R-A, that is on Haight Street, and it is incredible sushi, incredible experience, easy to get a table at, and gets you in the Haight Street vibe. You get to see parts of SF are actually cool.
And then, if you want to, if that's what you do for dinner and then you're into music, like to collect CDs or records, walk over to Amoeba Records over at Amoeba's the corner down there. Amoeba's great to get lost in, even just to browse. I would also recommend, Nano, because I know you're a nerd, the Presidio, if you want to go find the Yoda Fountain. That's always a great place to take a picture at.
You got a Yoda Fountain?
Oh, yeah.
But also, the biggest thing, sticking with the Japanese food theme here, Japantown's super dope, on some nerd shit, but then also Marufuku Ramen is like, it's like the kind of funny recommendation place that like we all stand by the most.
I don't know if we all stand by that.
Oh, really?
Is
awesome.
There's an udon place next to Marufuku that I fuck with heavy.
I love that place.
If you're into Korean barbecue, also in Japantown Mall, there's a spot called, I believe it's like Beck or Beckway or something. But I like the KBBQ there a lot. Since you're a nerd, right? And assuming your partner's a nerd also, if you're looking for some spots for drinking, the Detour is a great barcade. And it's a bit like more on the smaller side compared to the Emporium. Mm. And so like if you feel like going all out and going to like a big barcade, Emporium is dope. But if you feel like going to somewhere a bit more condensed and more manageable, the Detour is a fun place.
Does it have skee ball?
Emporium? Oh, does Emporium have
skee? I'm pretty nasty.
I don't know if either of them do.
Yeah.
Is the place you're talking about the place for a friend's birthday?
Yes.
Yes, they do have skee ball, like, there in the back.
I'd be chucking them balls.
Oh, you're right. They do have skee ball at Detour, yeah.
Shout out to Nanobiologist. Welcome to the Bay Area. Have some fun in the peninsula.
Yeah.
You'll have a good time. Maybe go to Spices. CJ writes in and says, who do you think would be the PlayStation Smash representative? Well, didn't you already get fucking Snake?
You got Snake, you got Cloud, but you never got Crash, man. Honestly,
The
greatest failures of Smash Brothers was giving us everything they did, but not giving Crash. I get it, though. Mm-hmm. Again, like you said, Bless.
Crash sucks.
Better to have loved. No, that's not what you said.
Sorry, I was wrong.
God.
That's what he said a different day, Tim.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though. Crash would be right.
I mean, Crash, it is, right?
Or Kratos.
I would say Kratos.
I mean, Kratos too, yeah.
But yeah, like, he would fit into that.
Like, we got Banjo, y'all. Like, come on, man.
I would say, like, more, like, if you want to keep Crash as, like, the Activision representative, right? Like, I would think, and you wanted to go somewhere separate for PlayStation, I would say Ratchet and Clank would probably be the most fitting for Smash. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Who do you got?
Well, you're the PlayStation Kratos, guy. But
Kratos, yeah.
Ellie, maybe? Put Ellie in there.
Okay.
That's put not Abby bad. In there. Add a golf club item.
That's good.
Jesus.
Okay. Is that too dark?
Have Ellie just like stab okay. Olimar in the neck.
Hell yeah.
The screen turns red. You get a close water face.
Freddy writes in and says, this is a question for Barrett. Have you listened to the Story So Far song? What do you think?
I have not. I did not know that they put out a new song because they have not put out a new album in like 6 years. So that's fucking exciting. No, I listened to the Front Bottoms new album on the way to work today. It was solid. Nothing to write home about, though. Not one of my favorite albums from them. But I'm really looking forward to Spanish Love Song's new album later this month called No Joy, with a couple of singles out already. And it sounds like very Cure inspired, very like 80s emo, like a lot of like, I don't know, like synth, and like you're just like jamming out and having a good time, but then the lyrics are super depressing. It's like the gift, Tim, of Barbie dancing, and then she says, do you ever think about dying? That is just the, you know, the vibe of that album coming out later this month that I'm very excited for, and I highly recommend it to all of you.
That's how I felt when we went to our metal concert together, and they started singing about, like, do you ever feel like garbage? And I was like, shit, this person's fucking hitting me in the heart right now. Like, sometimes I do feel like garbage, and it's like, shit, I never thought about that. Drake's out here rapping about jets and having millions of dollars, and I don't got that.
Calling
and
us
this
all
lady's
broke.
Out here singing, have you ever felt like garbage? I'm like, fuck my life.
I feel so seen.
Fucking ska, dude. It's crazy.
Going back
there.
To the Smash Brothers question, now I've had more time to think about it. I think it'd be dope to have Astrobot be the representative, but then like your down B is to like change.
Why? Because you want shitty design characters?
No, because Astrobot is who Crash wishes he could be. You press down B to switch out like your costume, and so you switch your hat to like Ratchet, to like Ratchet ears or whatever, and then all of a sudden you press regular B and you have a Ratchet gun, right? You press down B to like switch to Kratos or whatever, and then you press your regular B to do the chains of Blades of Chaos. Mm-hmm. I think that can then allow you to have just a lot of PlayStation representation through that one character. And that one character, I think, would translate or fit within the aesthetic of Smash Brothers pretty well.
No. Okay. No, the aesthetic of Smash Brothers is great. The aesthetic of Astros, not so great.
Ryan Poalo Higgins writes in, says hello to Mike. Thank you so much for that. Mike Toundrow writes in and says, when we spoke with, did y'all call it
Splash?
People
were saying, isn't that Kirby? Kirby sucks people in
what
and turns
Splash?
Into them.
Splash. Okay.
I'm talking about more of a Pokemon trainer type character where I turn into different things.
I like that. When we spoke with the Splash. Splash?
Splash.
Splash.
Like Splash, but with an S before.
Splash.
Mm-hmm. Splash.
Feels
yeah.
good to say that sometimes.
Yeah.
Dev for the showcase, he mentioned the game having heavy Smash Bros. Influences. Also, Greg has had your Super Space Club keys for a week. Let me know if you want them directly. Did you guys request codes?
No, we got the codes.
Okay.
I'm going to get Splash right now.
You're going to get it? Okay.
Get one for me.
No, I'm just going to buy it.
Oh. Yeah. Shit. You're doing it right. DJ Kenter says, Nano, if you want a nice date night cocktail, I recommend the Redwood Room in the Clift Hotel. The vibes are very, very cool. Nano, also Thursday nights, they have drink nights at the Exploratorium from 6 to 10 p.m., which is always fun and nerdy time.
Yeah, Exploratorium fucking...
Okay. Yeah, I love that. That's one that I think I've recommended to... I think I recommended that to Raj, but yeah, the... Oh, I already got a code for Splash. I got three codes for Splash.
There you go.
Send me one, please.
You're not going to... Oh, you're not going to buy it. You don't want to
support the devs.
Independent
open
developer.
Open up that wallet.
Open up that goddamn wallet.
I will. Send him a code. Send him the code. Let's keep it going. That's got a lot of letters in it. I ain't gonna lie to you. We're doing one of those.
That was the most stressed sound
HMTMTS. That's got to be High School, the Musical, the Show.
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. See, I'm listening. It's just so many letters, homie. That's too many. Ends next week. Makes me sad. It's a banger.
I'm very happy you're enjoying it. I had to tap out after season two.
Mm-hmm.
I like realized I was wanting to like it way more than I was getting any joy from the show at that point.
Mm.
Really?
What about you, Bless?
I also tapped out after season two, but I want to watch the rest. Like, it's more so of just well, I'm not in the mood for this kind of thing. And season two definitely was a big step down from season one. And so now I'm just like, oh man, I feel like I have to put in the effort to like really want to watch it. But now that it's almost done, that gives me more reason to get back in. The only thing is how much Olivia Rodrigo is in it. I imagine not much. And so,
okay.
If that's the case, oh man, that's rough because Olivia Rodrigo was carrying season one on her back. She's incredible.
Wow.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
She's like that.
Oh yeah.
Do you ever think about Victoria Justice and Ariana Grande back in the day?
I have so much to say about this topic, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, what?
Say about the topic.
I love Victoria Justice with all my heart. Okay. That's first and foremost.
Okay, step one, yeah.
But secondly, man, did Ariana Grande just laugh everybody in that cast in a way where, like, I feel for Victoria Justice. There's a clip that went around years and years ago.
Justice for Victoria.
Justice for Victoria. She wasn't even in Zoe 102, which hurts my heart.
Yeah.
But there was a clip that went around years and years and years ago of, like, that cast hanging out. And, like, they're kind of just chatting or whatever about, like, you know, who's this person in the crew, right? And they're like, dude, Ariana's the singer. Like, if you want to hear somebody sing, dude, Ariana has got it. And Victoria Justice is like, oh, but, like, we all sing. And, like, it's one of those things where it's like, you hurt. Because it's like, I understand that you are the star of the show, and you want some of that love to be shared around.
Yeah.
But, man, it's like, we know, though. Like, we all know.
We all know.
Like, Ariana's
different, man. She's different.
Like, she's one of the greatest singers of the generation.
Period, yeah.
Period.
That's hilarious. But, dude, all right, I'll stoke to you for Olivia Rodrigo's next album.
I'm excited for it.
I'm fucking ready, man.
I'm ready for it. The first album I really dug, obviously, like we talked about all the time, but I stopped listening to it after a while.
Yeah, it gets so samey. Yeah. And my biggest problem is hearing Vampire come out. I'm like, oh, you haven't changed at all.
Yeah.
It's just more of the exact...
It's
like,
more of this.
This one song feels like a greatest hits of an album that already felt just like a greatest hits condensed into one. Like, I feel like there's like four songs in one. In her new single, and it all sounds identical.
Is it still just like Avril Lavigne vibe kind of thing?
Kind of, but like it's just a little. I mean, she's just still so sad. This poor girl, man. Yeah. She's feeling her feelings so hard.
Yeah. Oh man, I mean, that's what happens when you're that age. You just feel.
That's what happens.
She's got to go on.
You have so much going.
Everybody does it, you know. Like Lorde was really sad, and then Lorde got like fucking Beachy. Chill out. Yeah, yeah.
She's got Marianne, all these thank taxes you for that. To pay.
So much tax. Stan the Based Man, you wrote in with a super chat and then your message was redacted, so I have no idea what you wrote, but thank you for your super chat. El Capitan 22, Tim, the actual Nakamichi Dragon is a 11-4-6 sound system, nothing to do with cassettes. Metal is custom cut for each unit. Also, thoughts on the LG M3 TV. Can we get a Tim Tech Teardown KF show?
I've always wanted to do some type of tech stuff. I don't know that it'll ever be an official show, but I'd love to do some one-off videos and stuff, even just looking through, like, showing off, like, my setup, because I care about this shit a lot. Very interested. Okay, cool. The Dragon being a sound system makes more sense than the cassette thing I pulled up yesterday. And the LG M3, let me see, which one is that? Oh, the wireless one. I mean, dude, I just love that the tech is going there. Like, I feel like we're in such a great place. I saw yesterday somebody tweeted at me being like, is this a good deal? And it was a 77-inch LG OLED for like $1,300. And I'm like, holy shit, yes. Like, I can't believe we're at a point that 77-inch OLED TVs can be that freaking cheap. So we're in a great time for TVs, everybody.
I got a correction for our episode of Kind of Fun and Games Daily that went down before this. We said Splash was on everything. It comes to consoles later. It's only on a PC today.
Ah.
Fun fact for that.
Yeah. That's too bad. Yeah. So are you a PC guy now or no?
What code is this?
That's Steam. A PC code.
Steam code. No, you don't want to do it on Steam?
Mm-mm. Bless, you want to like test it out on Steam Deck and then let me know if it works on Steam Deck.
I mean, I have
you don't,
one code
in your
left.
Setup right
you.
Now, Tim. You don't have
I'm you that code.
The PC connected to your giant TV setup?
I do.
Okay.
But it's not as convenient as I'd like it to be. It's a couple more steps that I have to do.
Okay.
But on top of that, I like things on PlayStation because it just feels like I give a shit about that ecosystem more. And like, not that I'm necessarily going to platinum it, but the trophies feel like I'm doing something. It's really dumb for me,
I also just
like the DualSense the most. And I know I can use the DualSense on PC, but like it never works the way I want it to.
I got a Xbox controller that smells like a slice of pizza.
You got that?
I got that.
How many Xbox controllers do you own?
Not as many as you'd think. Not as many as like a Gary Witter or a Ray.
Yeah, gotcha. No. I'm trying to get rid of mine.
So many.
I'm about to package three of my.
You know what you should do? You should give it to the street kids.
streakish.
So like the kids in my neighborhood when I was up in Tahoe, I opened my trunk and I would give all my old games and controllers to them.
You
and
need
I was
a better fucking, phrase for that.
I was seen as like a hero. I was a local hero to the
neighborhood kids.
And they would
baby.
Be like, "You got any new games for me to have?" And I was like, "Kid, you know, not today. Maybe next time."
Streakin' is crazy.
Give it to the
you
youth.
You gotta find another name for those kids.
You gotta give it to the youth.
The neighborhood kids. That's the better phrase.
Yeah,
for
really
that.
Say neighborhood.
Street kids.
Give it to the Christ. Street kids, Les. You gotta give it to the kids. So you should think about that. Just so you know.
No, I think I'm gonna package it. My sister literally hit me up because if you remember, I gifted my nephews an Xbox Series S for Christmas. But they only got one controller.
Okay.
And so my sister, when I was hanging out with her recently, she was like, "Oh yeah, like how do like they want to play with each other?" She was asking me questions. And I'm like, "Oh, I can just send them controllers. I have hella controllers. I can just send them." Mm-hmm. And so I think I'm gonna package up. I have the three Space Jam controllers.
Gotta go. You're not keeping those.
Well, okay. I have them on display in my house. And so like, and I'm like, at some point, why am I displaying the Space Jam controllers?
You know,
I'll just send these down to these kids. And so that's what I plan to do.
I like that. I like that. Let's see what other fun ones we got.
Street Kids.
Stan the Bass Man has rewrote in. Thank you, Stan.
Oh,
Tim slash Blesh.
Look at this.
What
shit.
You got? Get the free demo deck.
Guilty Gear Strive board game.
That's a card game.
Well, it has a board too, but yeah, it's a card game. Yeah, tabletop. Tabletop.
Tabletop. I like that tabletop game. That was.
I want to let you know that might have been the nerdiest thing I've ever seen you do. You look down at your Twitter and go, "Oh,
exactly. I'm reading a
Guilty Gear board game." Good for you.
That really did speak to me
Good
on a different level. By the way, Guilty Gear Strive, congratulations. They've sold 2.5 million copies now. So.
Hell yeah.
Oh, good for them.
I was going to put that in the show, but I was like, "Oh, that's too nerdy." So here we are.
Stan the Bassman does write in again. Thank you, Stan. And says, "Tim slash Bless, have you played Pokemon Radical Red?"
No.
Radical Red? Nah, never mind. I was going to make a joke. I was going to...
We saw a bunch of Radical Reds on January 6th.
That one did go over my head for a second. Okay, yeah, I got that now. I got that. You got me for a second. I was like, "Oh, shit, I don't know what he's talking about." Okay.
Yeah.
What's Radical
Reds?
A lot of
Radical Reds subscribing to Twitter Blue or X Blue, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
You can now hide your Twitter Blue check if you don't want it.
Oh, yeah, I might
Mike,
do that.
You hiding that?
You hiding yours?
No, because I stopped paying. Remember, I paid him for like 2 months and then I stopped paying.
Here's my thing.
Because I got a free one from here.
Because I'm with everybody. You know, like, oh man, all these fucking nerds and crazy people buying Twitter Blue or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I saw all people start getting money and I was like, "Wait, let me test this thing out. Just for 1 month. I just need to see if I can get money back on this." That's where I'm at with it.
Radical Red is a ROM hack of Fire Red that it essentially adds all of the Pokemon up to Gen 8. But like, in the style of the older games.
Oh, shit.
And they make it harder.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like what we all want from a Pokemon game. I have actually looked into this before, but I need to not get into the ROM hack stuff until I complete my Pokedex on both the console games and Pokemon Go. No. I can't be fucking with these.
You got
to
earn
hacks.
The fun.
I do. I do.
Mike, do you know who plays Pokemon ROM hacks? Cooper.
Bear, Pooh Bear?
Cooper.
Coop.
Cooper. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Coop.
Man, you got Coop.
He was like, tell you what. You know what I mean? Coop's really warming up to me.
Cooper's fucking great.
Week one, I called him a douche. Coop, I apologize for that. But I did say he had a douchey outer exterior that you knew once you get past.
He's a good looking man.
He was going to be.
Who the fuck's
better.
Coop?
Coop's
he plays softball
team.
Oh,
yeah, he's like the good-looking dude
and
on the softball team.
Yeah, Coop's got
which
swagger,
immediately
you know
I think
mean?
Mike was not fucking
he's
this guy for how good-looking he was. I identified it quick. Mike did not fuck with Cooper. Cooper's tall. Cooper's handsome.
I immediately gave Cooper the look.
Girls
and I was like,
talking
it's
to Cooper.
On. Yeah, the girls are talking to Cooper, and I'm jealous, of course.
Yeah,
but here's the
yeah.
deal.
Mike is
here's
so fucking
deal.
Jealous of Cooper.
Here's the deal. Coop and I, we warmed up together. Coop is now better, and Coop continues to get cooler and cooler.
When he, because you know we're I mean? Just talking about video games, and he was like, "Hey, have you played Pokemon whatever, whenever?" And I'm like, "That is not a Pokemon game." And he's like, "Oh, it's like a ROM hack thing." And I'm like, "You play Pokemon ROM hacks? You handsome devil, you! You are playing Pokemon."
The roller coaster ride that is Coop has just been insane. Yeah, it's just been crazy, and I just don't know where it's going, and I'm excited and scared.
We added each other on Discord. Me and Cooper are Discord buddies now.
It could get deeper. It's right.
Yeah.
And so you know, he continued. I'm warming up to Coop, and I'll tell you what, that makes it even better.
Yeah.
Week three with Coop is going to be a whole nother story. I might become his best friend. Who knows?
Yeah, to be fair, Coop, a bit intimidating when you first meet him.
A little intimidating.
Because, again, good-looking man. He carries authority, right? Yeah, he knows what he's doing on the softball field. And so I'm like, oh, this dude, this dude's too cool for school.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I talked to him at the bar after the game the other day, I was like, yo, this guy's chill. I can hang out with Coop.
Guys, chill.
That's my guy.
You know what? We got a pretty good softball team.
We got a good softball
team. We got a couple of cute girls. We got a nerdy guy who plays magic. We got Coop who's opening up about Pokemon. It's a good time, man. It's a good time all around.
Oh, geez.
This is going to be a great season.
This is a great season. I'm excited for this season,
ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep it going.
Let's get Coop on the show.
Nano writes in again and says, get some mounts and hang your controllers on your wall. I do that, and they look great.
I mean, that's actually a good idea.
Okay.
But also, I don't need all these controllers. I'm not even the Xbox guy. Mm-hmm. I barely touch my Xbox. There's no reason for me to have 9 Xbox controllers on my own. And so I'm getting rid of them. I'll give them to the street kids.
Give it to the street kids, but no, I promise.
Just toss them off.
I'm J-Mac writes in with the 1,000 biddies, says, morning, KF. Was wondering if y'all have heard about the rapper NF. He's a lyricist rapper, and I have... I love his mixtape called Clouds. His music videos are like short films. Recommend giving them a watch.
Yes.
You guys know about this guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, I don't know about NF.
Tim, no. You go for it.
You want to say? You want to say this one?
You go for it.
Okay.
A lot of kids out there love NF.
Really? NF?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's all I'm
okay.
I don't want to be a hater on the show.
Why? You don't like NF?
I don't really fuck with NF.
Okay,
no.
You can say that.
So here's the thing.
You're not a hater if you say you just don't mess with it.
Bless, this is going to break you.
Yeah.
You know how Eminem always talks about his like family members and all that stuff?
Yeah.
And you know who he has? Like, there's Nathan. He's always talking about Nathan, like his nephew, I want to say, or something like that, some relation to him.
Mm-hmm.
For the longest time, I actually thought that NF was
Nathan.
Was Nathan. Yeah.
Honestly, the lineup. That's the thing is,
but he's not.
NF is like, you know, Eminem has spawned so many rappers that are lyrical, miracle, spiritual individuals. Like, they're always rhyme, like getting into the ultra rhymey words, and like they're trying real hard or whatever. NF is like, I feel like at the tip top, but also like, I respect NF is my thing, right? I don't think NF is bad. He's not for me. He makes music that I feel like speaks to a lot of suburban kids in a way that, like, you know, I respect. I've heard some of the songs, and I think the songs are quality. This is not the kind of rap that I flock to.
NF sounds like he's one letter away from being a scam.
Yeah.
NFT.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. The reality is, though, I everything you just said, I totally stand with. He's not my cup of tea, but having said that, there is some songs of his that I'm like, I just fucking totally fuck with this. It's corny as hell, but I like corny shit sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm cool with it. I like how epic some of it sounds. It's very like it's very orchestral and feeling my feelings about
it. It's like kind of emo, but also like positive at the same time.
Yeah.
And that's what I respect about NF is that NF isn't Hobson. NF is like, you listen to NF music and he has something positive to say. You're like, you're going to come out of it being like, all right, like he spoke to my feels, but also gave me something to take away with it. And so I respect that about Hobson. I feel like a lot of the rappers are in that like Hobson where it's like, oh, I'm edgy, I got something to say, and like I'm gonna get beat dark or whatever. Or they're like Joyner Lucas, where like Joyner Lucas can be, you know, I can be on either side depending on the song, but it can feel very try hard. NF I think hits a nice sweet spot where it's like I can get a little bit eye rolly at it, but at the end of the day I think he makes quality stuff that is speaking to his audience, but it's not always to me.
Yeah, I agree again with you, everything you say about Hobson. But when Hobson hits, Hobson hits, man.
Dude, when I was, how old was I listening to Hobson? I was probably like college, late high school maybe. Well, let's say very early college. At that time, Hobson was hitting because I was 19 years old.
What's the series he has?
The Ill
Mind of Hobson?
Dude, when I was younger, the Ill Mind of Hobson hit.
Come on.
But when I go back and listen to it now, I'm like,
corny as all shit, man.
Super corny.
But hey.
But also, It hits for a certain audience, and so there's one song. So back in the day, when I was still attending church a lot, I listened to a lot of Christian rap. There was a Christian rapper named Marty. Marty, fucking great. He was like a mixture between. It's like, think about halfway. It's gonna be very random, but like a halfway between Drake and Tyler the Creator. He had like a fun like singing voice and would have like it's like some R&B sounds and vibes with him, but also had this raspy voice and like it's kind of like fun nature to him. He has this song called The One With My Friends, which is a posse cut, and it is him, it is this rapper named John Gibbs, who is fucking incredible, it is NF, and it is like I think Words Played might be on there, and Fern, and NF's verse in that, fucking fire. Like, that was where I was like, okay, I can't deny
I can't hate
I can't deny this guy is fucking great. Like, he has skill, and so Shadow NF. Coyote Pigeon says KJ52. Don't get me started on KJ52. He was the Christian Eminem.
Oh, really?
And as corny as that sounds.
Yes. Yeah. God.
He has a song called Dear M. And I think M referenced that song in Be Careful What You Wish For, where he's like, you know, somebody messaged me saying they're praying for me or whatever. And like, I forget the exact line, but he kind of dissed him a little bit. And it was a whole thing. But KJ52, not great. Not great music, but he was great for the time. For me as a kid.
You should get Roger in this seat and chop up about music one day. Because if it's not about Drake, I don't want to talk about it. But ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to talk no more because we got some fun stuff to get into. It is Friday, which means it's going to be a ton of fun here in the spare bedroom. We got bonus content coming your way over on Patreon being recorded today. And we got a big mega stream coming your way. Me, Andy, Roger, returning for day two of Baldur's Gate 3. If you do not watch yesterday's Twitch stream, you missed out on a great one. And today we are running it back. We're going into full roleplay mode. We are going to play for as long as you want it till 5 p.m. today with your support. So there will be the, of course, marathon sub timer up on your screen. You'll see that over there. And of course, you can keep funding it. You can support over on Twitch and on YouTube for that stream. And we will keep playing Baldur's Gate. We might even have a special guest joining us to be our fourth in the fellowship. But that will be for another time in another stream. It's sitting at a 94 on Metacritic right now. I mean, imagine if you just let me draft that on the Fantasy Critic. But that's for another time, best friends. We will talk about that. Remember, KFGD returns on Monday. Until then, have a great one, everyone.